Welcome to the Embrace Fertility Podcast. I'm Naomi Wolfson. I'm a therapist who specializes in supporting women through trying to conceive and treatment, and then through pregnancy and birth following infertility. My partner and I went through almost 4 years of infertility, which included IUIs, IVF, anxiety, surgery, and then a miscarriage, before we went on to conceive both of our ginger children naturally. I now run a 12-week mind-body program guiding women through the 5 steps of my unique Embrace Fertility method: comfort, coping, connection, clearing, and creating. On this podcast, I offer emotional support and share mind-body techniques to help you find calm and confidence, and ultimately find yourself again while waiting for your baby. Welcome to part 2 of how to emotionally and energetically prepare for IVF. And like I mentioned in part 1, this list applies if you're trying to conceive without the help of IVF as well. I just know that's a big area that people ask me about. It's like, what can I do when I'm gearing up to go into a treatment round? So, part 1 that we talked about in the last episode was all about building up your resilience, and I talked through different ways that you could do that both emotionally and energetically. Today I'm talking about clearing the way. When we're going into treatment, we want to ensure that we're in the absolute best possible position to be going into it. And so we want to work through and ensure there is nothing that's going to be impeding us, nothing that's going to be holding us back. And when we're talking about emotions and energy in regards to this, this would be any thoughts, beliefs, or energy blocks that could, prevent you from going ahead with treatment or experiencing the treatment in the best way possible. So this, on the most absolute simplest level, is you're scared of doing IVF, therefore you don't want to do it. And it's so simple. But it's, if you're pushing yourself into this, so your doctor's telling you it's the best thing, maybe your partner's saying it, maybe deep down you're like, well, I feel this could be the path that we need to take, but I really don't want to do it. This is the state that I was in when we started IVF. I desperately did not want to be doing IVF, but everyone around me was saying, this makes sense, this is what you need to do. And so I had a huge amount of resistance. And resistance can then stand in your way. So very basic form, it just stops you going ahead and having treatment in the first place when it may be the best thing for you. In other cases, it might be that treatment isn't the right step for you right now. It's kind of a whole other episode. I actually recorded one on how to decide to go ahead with treatment or not. I'll put a link to that in the show notes, so it's a whole different topic. This one is assuming that you have made the decision to go ahead with treatment. So off we go. So yes, but if you really don't want to be doing it, and you can feel like you've got foot on gas, foot on brake, you want to go ahead and part of you wants to do it, but part of you really doesn't want to do it. And in that episode I just mentioned, I talk you through an energetic exercise where you can actually talk to the different parts of yourself. I highly recommend checking that out, because it causes such issues. So it'll be like you need to like ring the clinic and make an appointment, and you're like, and so you hold off and you can basically self-sabotage yourself. It could then be that you're afraid of needles, hospitals, doctors, the medical procedures, like being put under to go for egg collection. All of these things might be something that you're phobic about, that you have a fear around. This we can clear. We want it to be that anything that comes up, any resistance that you feel going into treatment, we want to clear. We want to remove that for you. And we can do that in 3 ways. Or other things that there may be resistance to is actually getting pregnant through the support of IVF. I have done another episode on talking about why IVF is natural conception, I think it can be quite conflicting where it's termed as like medical intervention, IVF versus natural conception, which kind of implies that when you get pregnant through the help of science, that it's not natural. Of course it is. It's still your egg, your partner's sperm, or vice versa, coming together. And even if you have ICSI, where the actual egg and sperm are brought together, you know, by the embryologist, it's still nature that allows them to become that embryo. That's a whole other episode, so you can check that as well. But yes, if you really don't actually... So I was like this. I wanted to get pregnant. I didn't want to get pregnant through IVF, but I was being told that IVF was probably the only way we would get pregnant. So it was so conflicting. So you want to make sure that you clear that so that you are open and receptive to IVF being successful for you. So when you think about it working and being successful, I want you to feel excited, elated. I want you to feel like, wow, it's worked, rather than having part of you going like, I don't really want to get pregnant for you. Which may sound ridiculous to some of you who are so grateful for having the chance to do treatment, but this is what comes up, and there are no silly emotions. Like, there's no silly question, there are no silly emotions, there are no emotions that are off the table. These are just how we feel. And I talk about things that have come up for my clients, that came up for me, that come up for people that I'm working with in the Embrace Fertility Method. And so by talking about these things and opening them up, it's okay to feel however you feel. So we want to clear them. So how do we do that? So three ways. The first is journaling. Just acknowledging that you feel a certain way and recording it. And that could either be pen and paper, using the notes feature on your phone, typing it out, or using voice notes and actually saying out loud, but recording it down, or speaking to someone, so speaking to a friend, your partner, family member, therapist. Just voicing, acknowledging how you feel, and that how you feel isn't supporting you in the best way that it could be. You can then use journaling to help work through how you're thinking. You can literally just write about how you feel. You could ask yourself questions in that journaling, like be like your own therapist. When I say journaling, literally is like having a therapist just there with you. By recording your thoughts in this way, allows us to be objective about the things that we're thinking and can open up new insights. So you can use journaling to really explore how you're feeling. You can write lists like pros and cons. You could use the parts work technique I was talking about in that podcast I list below. And just use that space to help you really figure out, how do I really feel? And is this how I want to be feeling? Because sometimes we assume how we feel is just how we feel and it can't be changed. But that's not true. We can change the way we feel through education, sometimes just acknowledging our feelings, we realise, oh, actually, I don't want to feel like that, and I don't want to believe it anymore. And so we find a little bit more information and we can shift it. And other times we need to actively change how we feel. And we can do this through emotional freedom technique, EFT tapping. I'll pop a tutorial in the notes below, where we can actually use this positive psychology technique to work through the things that we don't want to believe anymore. So if you have a phobia of needles, for example, you can tap through, or rather, let me rephrase that. If you're a bit scared of needles, we tap through, remove those fears. If you're phobic about something, you may need to go deep and you may need the support of a therapist alongside the EFT, doing EFT with you to actually clear phobias, but that is very, very possible. And EFT is one of the best techniques for phobias, because it's quick, it's simple, and you don't need to relive any traumatic events from the past. You just pull up the energetic feeling of them and work with that. So you have EFT. And then the third one is trauma release. If you have things in your past or recent, you know, recent past as well, that are traumatic, I highly recommend working through those with a therapist before going into treatment. So this could be, you know, the big T things, like if there's any abuse, if there's any physicality, like anything physical that's happened that you think may be impacting your ability to conceive. So for example, diagnosed as with endometriosis as a teenager, and that diagnosis itself and the laparoscopy were incredibly traumatic. And so I was holding a lot of trauma actually in my womb and in my body. So you can use techniques such as AMDR to remove that trauma, and you're releasing it not just from your mind, but from your body. So I always bring the energetics, I bring somatics into my work, because we're not just a brain walking around in a shell of a body. Our mind and body are connected, and we want to be ensuring that we're supporting ourselves in the best way possible. So yes, working with someone. So yes, if there's any physical traumas, if there's any sexual trauma, if there's maybe miscarriages, abortions, an ectopic, if there's any physical trauma that your body has gone through and may be holding on to, then this is what you can do with a therapist to help work through and prepare your body. So I was working with a client, Emily, who'd had an ectopic pregnancy and lost one of her fallopian tubes. And she was petrified of getting pregnant again because her subconscious mind wanted to keep her safe. Her subconscious mind was like, do not get pregnant again, because last time it nearly killed you. You ended up in hospital. And so whenever she thought about getting pregnant, she felt physically sick. She was like, I really want a baby. Like, I really want to get pregnant, but I really don't want to get pregnant because it's too scary. It's too dangerous. And we want to ensure that both your mind and body are totally ready and open and wanting that pregnancy, feeling safe for there to be that pregnancy. And so I worked with Emily, and after the session where we'd specifically been working on the ectopic and the things she experienced in that, she woke up the next morning and she felt safe to try and conceive again. Before, she decided she was only going to do IVF, because then there'd be more control about where the embryo was deposited and where it may implant. But after the session, then she felt able to try again naturally. So there we go. There are things that you can do at home, the journaling and the emotional freedom technique. And then if you want more support, then search out a therapist. This is obviously my specialist area. I've been doing this for the past 10 years. There are a huge amount of case studies, both on the coaching page of my website and also the success stories on my website. And these aren't just stories of people who've got pregnant. I share all of the different miracles that can come of working with someone who specializes in the field of fertility, pregnancy, and birth. All of the breakthroughs that you can experience, the releasing of trauma, the insights, the getting to that place of feeling like the old you, the you before infertility. And they're all shared there. So check that on my website, embracefertility.co.uk/success-stories, or you can get to it from my homepage. If you've enjoyed this podcast, then please do subscribe so you will be the first to know when an episode goes live. And I would absolutely love it if you could share it with anyone you think may benefit. And please do leave me a review. The more people that leave me the reviews, the more other people know what this podcast is about, what they can expect, and why they should be listening. That would be absolutely fantastic. And please do come and join my mailing list. Just come to embracefertility.co.uk. I'm here in the UK, everyone. And then you will see a massive button that says Stress Less Freebies.
press that and you will get the first chapter of my upcoming book, where I share all of the studies between stress and fertility and really get into the truth of that. You're then going to get your 3-minute reset button MP3, the heart anchor gratitude exercise, and the emotions game. So go to embracefertility.co.uk and then hop over to Instagram and follow me at embracefertility.